open man. Malmquist can't get a shot off. Now Dexheimer tees one up, missed the net. Jugnauth with it. 30 seconds left on the power play. Badgers up by one. Shot loose in front. Fantilli tries to clear. Can't. Malmquist right wing looking, shooting. That's deflected to the corner. Gorniak after it now. Michigan's penalty killers are tired. Badgers have the puck, but Jugnauth can't catch the pass off the wall. All the way back Wisconsin's way. And the Badgers, McClellan came well out of his net. Hallam right wing comes in now. McClellan back in the cage. Swirling backhand pass. Picked off Lindmark. Tries to spring Erdahl. He's in on you. Shoots one. Glove save. Portillo. And he covers. 4:05 to go in the third. 5-4 Wisconsin. Badgers now 1-for-6 on the power play.
Wow, that was an up and down power play, which as for Wisconsin, you didn't want to see, but a couple of chances there. The last one, Kyle McClellan tried to play the puck. I don't know if his teammate hit his stick, both going to the puck, and it didn't make it very far, and Badgers were fortunate to get out of that with nothing against.
Face off to the right of Portillo. Badgers led 2-1 after one, down 4-3 after two, now up 5-4. They win the draw. Kara Fulloway's shot didn't get to the net. Went behind the cage. Erdahl reached for it, but McGroarty got to it. TJ Hughes, right wing Samuskevich. Forlick immediately on him. Samuskevich spins it down deep. Kara first to it. Poked it to the far corner and then bowls over McGroarty. We play on. Out to center it comes, and Michigan has to touch up. Samuskevich, right wing. They're onside. Hughes with it. Thought about shooting, bumps it back to Seamus Casey. Luke Hughes on the ice. He's sneaking in left side. He's wide open. Couldn't catch the pass. But now he takes it in off the wall. Kerr back pedals into him. Hughes out high. McGroarty's shot fluttered. Blocked by Stang. Goes to the corner in Lindmark. Owen calmly lobs it up. And it hits the Michigan scoreboard. The size of a house above center ice. And unfortunately, that will keep the faceoff in the Wisconsin zone with 3:21 to go in the third, a 5-4 Badgers advantage.
Yeah, we're three stories up or so, and we're halfway up the scoreboard, so it's not the highest scoreboard in the world.
No.
And unfortunately, the puck, the clear, caught the bottom of it.
Now, referee Sean Fernandez backpedals towards the Michigan bench as Brandon Nerado, the head coach, talking with one of his assistant coaches. And are they going to challenge something or what? Well, that was awfully convenient of the referee to take some time. So Michigan is going to ask the referees to look for a potential major penalty with 3:21 to go here in the third. In the process, also taking a timeout. I did not see anything that would...
I think along the board, you called it, McGroarty got hit, stood up by Anthony Kerr.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks like he was stunned a little bit. Anthony Kerr maybe looked around too, thinking maybe something was called, but trying to find it on our replay here to see if we catch it.
All right, well, why don't we wait for the referees to come out of the scorer's table? We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Here we go. No penalty on the play, no 5-minute major. Michigan used its timeout to set something up here, down a goal with 3:21 to play. So Brandon Arado took a chance. And now he's without his timeout. And Sam Schakowsky, the linesman, motioning to the Wolverines, hey, let's play hockey now. Fantilli against Lindmark, face off to the right of McClellan.
Nothing else. Michigan did get a rest for their top guys here to...
Lindmark just won the draw out towards neutral ice. Good work by Jack Horbach to knife that puck free. Went rink wide, and Bantle will try to get it deep, unable to do so. They fling it ahead. Brindley can't catch. And that should be icing on Michigan. It is 3:05 to go here in the third. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
Big break there for Wisconsin. Yeah. And the icing by Michigan. They had a chance to get the puck in, and it was just flubbed and never made it in.
Yeah.
This time of the game, you got to make sure you do those simple things.
Brock Caulfield to take the faceoff. And went off the body of Pearson. Michigan controls. Under 3 minutes left. Fantilli can't catch the lead feed by Brindley. No icing called. Kerr first to it. Rims it around. Stang protects. Oh, he rolls a dangerous pass that Fantilli took away. Stang chopped at it. Now Luke Hughes tries to get it to the net. That was directed to the corner instead. Fantilli fends off Kerr. Good play in front. Brindley hit the crossbar from 5 feet out. What a pass by Fantilli. Brindley drew iron. 5-4 Wisconsin. 2.5 minutes left.
Wow, Fantilli made an incredible play behind the net. He expected the hit, kind of put himself in almost like a tripod, took the hit, and then made the pass.
Boyle dumps it in. LeMaster there. Tries to hammer it around and out. No luck. Hughes backside right. Casey Topol fanned on it. Second try. He shot one that McClellan kicked out. Now Lucius able to get to the puck far wall and chip it out to center.
Portillo was to the bench for Michigan, then turned back around and went back to the goal a little bit ago.
Here's Samuskevich. Slowed near the Wisconsin blue line by DeSaint Fowle, who took the puck away. Throws it to open ice. Lucius goes to get it and dumps it into the left corner. Instead of going in on the forecheck, he just glides in, and Michigan with an easy breakout. T.J. Hughes with 1:45 left. Right wing pass taken away by Bantle. Portillo remains in his cage for Michigan. Bantle then double team, lost the puck to Edwards. T.J. Hughes has it for Michigan. 95 seconds to go in regulation. 5-4 Wisconsin in this Big Ten tournament opener. Good hit by Kerr, knocking Estapa down. Far side wall. Hughes steals from Horbach. Portillo remains in between the pipes. Now he comes out. Extra attacker for Michigan. They've got seven men on the ice anyway. Should have been a penalty anyway on Michigan. Backside, Fantilli scores. That should not be a goal. Should not be a goal. Fantilli hat trick, they believe, but Michigan had six skaters on the ice and their goaltender. Absolutely no question. Tony Granato's telling referee Colin Cronforst, we will challenge, go to the box. They had six skaters on the ice and their goaltender was still in the crease. That will be no goal.
Not only that, the goaltender, when he finally did go to the bench, another Michigan player came on. They had six players for a while.
They had seven players on the ice, counting the goaltender.
And we saw a little bit ago, Portillo went to the bench, and went back to the bench.
Yeah. That'll be a too many men on the ice penalty against Michigan. 1:15 to go in the third. Right now, the scoreboard says 5-5, and fans, in their excitement of Fantilli's quote-unquote hat trick, were throwing hats onto the ice. The crew here has removed the hats now from the ice, and this should be a simple call for the Big Ten officials, Colin Cronforst and Sean Fernandez.
And it's no goal, but you mentioned about a penalty. I don't believe you can call a minor penalty on the review.
True.
So the important thing is the goal shouldn't count.
So it will remain even strength. But you're right, they cannot call a penalty since they had not called a penalty on the ice. But for 15 seconds, close to, Michigan had six skaters and the goaltender who wasn't even out of his crease yet. I think it's simple. I don't know how you take so much time to determine it.
Well, you need to find the right view, yeah. I'm sure, to make sure it's shown on the screen.
Wow. Well, it's been a crazy night for sure. Michigan took the lead 90 seconds in. Mackie Samuskevich with a snipe, his 17th of the year. Badgers tied it on Sam Stang's goal at 6:58 because Paul Capobianco predicted it. And then about a minute and a half later, Matthew DeSaint Fowle redirected a shot from Stang to make it 2-1 Wisconsin. DeSaint Fowle's ninth of the year. Michigan came out buzzing in the second, scored twice within a minute or so. Seamus Casey, then Adam Fantilli. Badgers tied it on a power play goal by Matthew DeSaint Fowle at 16:44. Then Fantilli with a power play goal, his 22nd of the year, to put Michigan back on top. But the Badgers tied it at 6:20 of the third. DeSaint Fowle on a beautiful pass from Cruz Lucius. From DeSaint Fowle, his 11th of the year and his third third of the game. Badgers' first hat trick since Cole Caulfield a couple of years ago. And then Dominic Mersch with a breakaway unassisted 19 seconds after DeSaint Fowl had scored to make it 4-4. Mersch's goal made it 5-4. The scoreboard says 5-5, but Michigan had too many men on the ice, plus their goaltender trying to get an extra attacker. They certainly did, but they broke the rules, and the referees have yet to come out of the scorer's table to let everybody know that Michigan broke the rules. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you all season long by Culver's, which has sponsored the Kit of the Game at men's hockey games for the last number of years. A lucky winner gets four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. And we hope Culver's will be part of Badger Hockey again next season. And now the referee comes out. Here's Sean Fernandez. Too many men on the ice. No goal, but no penalty either. No goal, but no penalty. They can't call a minor penalty if they didn't call it on the ice. So it will remain even strength both sides. Too many men on the ice against Michigan. It was plain as day. And so the faceoff will come outside the Badgers' blue line, right in front of the Wisconsin bench. The Badgers do maintain their timeout. 5-4 Wisconsin, 75 seconds left. Face off, Lindmark to take the draw so strongly back deep into the Wisconsin zone. LeMaster to Lotch, tried to rim it around and out, could not, but then Lindmark gets the job done through neutral ice. 1 minute left in regulation. Wisconsin 5, Michigan 4. Here's Brindley, backside, wide open, McGroarty, centering pass, Samuskevich never got the shot on. It deflected to the back behind the cage. Here's Hughes now, McGroarty slot, Brindley, save made, McClellan. Hughes settles the puck down, twirling backhand pass for Brindley, directed it wide. 40 seconds to go in the third, a 5-4 Wisconsin lead. Pass towards the right wing, intercepted by Lodge, can't clear. Hughes now has it. Straight away, Fantilli, he's got it right wing. Inside the blue line, Hughes, far side, Samuskevich, a lot of room, shot blocked, and it trickles in off of Lindmark, past McClellan, game-tying goal, 23.9 seconds left. Oh, that's just a bad bounce for the Badgers, and Michigan pulls even.
Unbelievable. The puck rolled into the net at about 3 miles an hour. It kicked around. Michigan kicked it out to the side, and then I think hit off maybe Owen Lindmark's skate and into the net.
Oh. Wow. 19:36, the game time of the game-tying goal for Michigan. It's 5-5. Face-off won by the Wolverines. Puck trickles into the Wisconsin zone. Badgers can't clear. Backside pass finds a stop, but cut off by both Vorlicki and Kerr. Vorlicki takes the puck away. Heaves it out to center. Knocked down by Edwards. Estapa's got it. Right wing Hughes. 3 seconds. Poke check by Wisconsin's Kerr. Moyle low right. Hard to the net. Backhand shot up into the air. Horn sounds. And that's the end of regulation. What a wild 60 minutes here in Ann Arbor. Badgers appear to be on their way to a game one victory against the fourth-ranked team in the country. But Michigan put the puck towards the front of the Badgers net in the final minute, and it took a bad bounce, ricocheted off a Badgers skate and past McClellan. And after 60 minutes at Yost Arena, it's Wisconsin 5 and Michigan 5. Holy cow, Paul.
Unbelievable. It's been since November. The Badgers have played overtime, but this is a wild one, as you mentioned. Back and forth game. You like to see what Wisconsin's done all game, and they've responded every single time. And here, this is a huge emotional finish to the game. With Michigan getting a late goal, you get a break here, and you have to respond and come back into overtime.
And the game-tying goal was credited to McGroarty from Samuskevich and Luke Hughes at the 19:36 mark. I believe that's right, 19:36, McGroarty from Samuskevich and Hughes. So McGroarty, that's his 11th of the season. And it's a 5-5 game here in Ann Arbor. Wow. Well, we've got 12 minutes in between the third period and the 20-minute overtime session. This is not like the regular season, folks. It's not 3-on-3 overtime hockey for 5 minutes. It will be 5-on-5 sudden death overtime, 20-minute periods. We will play as long as they need to determine a winner here tonight. Badgers up 2-1 after one, down 4-3 after two, and now it's 5-5 after three. And we'll return to Yost Arena in Ann Arbor in a moment. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big? Win big. Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Look like Wisconsin is going to win this Big Ten tournament series opener. Michigan had tied the game, they had thought, with, 75 seconds left. They had emptied their net, or they were trying to empty their net for an extra attacker, but the goalie forgot to come off the ice. They had six skaters on the ice, plus the goaltender. Fantilli scores. It looks like Michigan tied it, or at least that's what the Michigan fans thought. But Paul Capobianco and I, plus Shane Connolly, director of hockey ops, Brad Winchester, volunteer assistant coach, Paul Veluka, strength and conditioning coach, immediately recognized, even prior to Fantilli lighting the lamp, that there were too many men on the ice. Tony Granato and his staff challenged. Sure enough, the officials got it right, waved off the goal, and Wisconsin was 20 seconds away from winning game one when Michigan put the puck towards the front of the net. Good things happen when you put the puck towards the net, and that's what happened. And it wasn't a Michigan player that put the puck in for the game-tying goal. It went off a Badger skate and in. McGroarty got credit for it, but 5-5 after 60 minutes of play.
Man, you need a breath here. It's hard to even think right now after the way that went.
I know.
It's just wild swings all game here. It's been a roller coaster. Michigan got the goal early and Badgers got the lead. Third period was looking good. Badgers got a couple of right within 19 seconds of each other and took the lead. Things were looking pretty good here, and then just great bounce for Michigan. A shot that was blocked, that bounced off a couple of skates, and nothing you could see in the replay of Colin McClellan kind of not being able to do anything about it and just watching the puck roll past as he was spread out on the right side of the post and looking back and just watching it go past. And
Luke LeMaster, too. I mean, Luke was right there, and he couldn't reach the puck, and you just see him put his hands on his knees, bent over his waist, like, no way.
Just right through his legs, just couldn't react quick enough. Even Owen Lindmark, who had hit his foot, he tried to turn his skate and push it away from the net, but it just happened too fast, and it bounced off on the perfect angle to head towards the net. And it'll be a big regroup in there. And again, Wisconsin looks like they had it, but another mental test here tonight for the Badgers, and see if we can pass the third or fourth or fifth time there's been tests here tonight.
Sure. Yeah, Wisconsin was down 1-0, then up 2-1, then down 3-2, then tied it, then down 4-3, tied it, took the lead, and then Michigan actually tied it themselves to make it 5-5 at the 19:37 mark. By the way, Dominic Mersch's breakaway goal at 6:39. It was assisted by Zach Erdahl, so Erdahl with his 11th point of the year. Wisconsin is 1-0 this season in overtime games. Hard to believe it's only one. That was against Long Island back on November 12th. Michigan is 4-3-3 in overtimes this season. And in fact, this is the fifth time in six games that Michigan has gone to overtime. Beat Michigan State on February 11th. Then tied Ohio State, lost in a shootout in Columbus on February 16th. Then tied Notre Dame here, but lost in a shootout. And then lost in overtime to Notre Dame here last Saturday, 2-1. So we'll see how this overtime session goes. Michigan with obviously home ice advantage and the momentum after getting that game-tying goal with 23 seconds to play. It's Wisconsin 5 and Michigan 5. Back in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Light up your workspace and get 11% off everything at Menards. Right now, you can get 11% off all smart electrician work lights. Now, you can tackle your automotive needs at any time of day with a 10,000 lumen LED work light from Smart Electrician. It's portable, super bright, and weather resistant. Save big money and get one today for $48.94 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
On the game-tying goal for Michigan. It's credited to Mackie Samuskevich, who was the one that put it towards the net and pinballed off of Badger and into the back of the net. So Samuskevich's second goal of the game is 18th this season from Luke Hughes and Adam Fantilli at 19:37. Hey, we want to invite you and your friends to join us for Mark Osiecki's 5th Annual Casting for Kids Fishing Tournament, Saturday, May 20th, to benefit the American Family Children's Hospital and UW-Carbone Cancer Center. The Alliant Energy Center headquarters this catch photo release event on the Madison chain of lakes with prizes, gifts, lunch, happy hour, dinner, and auction. Check in at 7 a.m. You could be home by 6. Sign up at castingforkids.org. That's casting, the number 4, kids.org. Wisconsin 5, Michigan 5, still about 4 minutes away from overtime. And we take a look at other scores in the Big Ten. I know Ohio State was on top of Notre Dame 4-0 as they were headed to over Penn State, but 5-1 the final score now. Ohio State has defeated Penn State. Stephen Holliday with the final goal of the game to make it 5-1. Holliday, one of the best rookies in the league, finished with a goal and 4 points today. In goal was Jakob Dobish, who stopped 33 shots for Ohio State. Liam Soulier stopped 34 for the Nittany Lions. But Ohio State wins the first game of that best of three Big Ten tournament series, 5-1 the final score. And then in the other first round series, they're playing in South Bend. Notre Dame is hosting Michigan State. And Notre Dame beat the Spartans 1-0 today. The lone goal for the Irish scored in the second period by Grant Silanoff. And goaltender Ryan Bischel, 36 saves for the shutout. Dylan St. Cyr stopped 20 shots, only 2 in the third period. Notre Dame just locked down after getting the lead. So Notre Dame wins 1-0. And Ohio State wins 5-1. So the two home teams win the first game of their best of three Big Ten playoff series. And we'll see if Wisconsin can get the job done on the road here tonight against Michigan. Looking at individual statistics, Matthew De St. Phal, 3 goals today on 9 shots on goal. First hat trick in this building for a Badger since Michael Mersch back in 2014. Also scoring tonight, Dominic Mersch on a breakaway. And Sam Stang as well. Stang's first goal in 16 games. Stang a 2-point night for the Badgers. Owen Lindmark has won 18 of 31 faceoffs. Unfortunately, he's -3 tonight, as is Daniel Lodge. Mike Vorlicki is +3 today for the Badgers. Kyle McClellan has stopped 24 shots out of 29. Eric Portillo has stopped 34 of 39 for Michigan. Penalties, 6 for 23 minutes for the Wolverines, 3 for 6 for the Badgers, who are 1 for 6 on the power play, according to my chart here. Michigan is 1 for 3, 16 blocks for the Wolverines, 13 for the Badgers. Wisconsin's done a nice job in the faceoff circles as well. After being about 500 in the first period. They really did well in the second period and the third period as well.
And if you're wondering about history and overtimes, there's been five for Wisconsin in their Big Ten history. They're 2-3. The last time was Cole Caulfield against against Penn State at Notre Dame in 21 during the pandemic. The other big winner, these are the times you remember things. Mark Zangerle in the inaugural Big Ten tournament and the championship against Ohio State in a 5-4 overtime win. And then, unfortunately, we remember a guy on Penn State a couple of times, Liam Foulkes, who scored a double overtime winner in the 2017 championship game in Detroit that knocked out the Badgers, and also in 2019 in the deciding game there at Penn State, Liam Foulkes in overtime. So there was also a Jaden Leslie goal at Ohio State in 2020.
Right. So who's going to get the game winner tonight, and when will it come? 20 minutes, sudden death, overtime, 5-on-5. No 3-on-3, no shootouts in Big Ten tournament or NCAA tournament hockey. Oh, the Badgers were so close to getting this done in regulation. Wisconsin will skate to our right here in this overtime session against Eric Portillo. And the white-clad Wolverines will go to our left against Kyle McClellan. And Sam Schakowsky. Actually, it'll be Nick Bradshaw will drop the puck to start this overtime session. 5-5, Wisconsin and Michigan. Badgers win the draw. Lodge sauced ahead, batted in by Bantle. Behind the cage it goes. Luke Hughes after it. Pokes it to the corner. Lindmark engaged with McGroarty. Lifted off the glass by Bantle behind the net. Trying to reach around Pearson to get to the puck, and does a great job to retrieve. Now double teamed. Lost the puck. And Pearson gets it to Fantilli. Now Hughes up the middle. Cross the line. McGroarty looking. Backside wide open. Fantilli shot blocked by Lodge. Wow, they go dot to dot so well and get so many open looks.
And Lodge, I think, just saved the game there.
Yep, here's Hughes now. To the right corner he goes. Left-handed defenseman spins it near side to Edwards. 40 seconds into OT, tied at 5. Fantilli around Gorniak to the dot. Backhand pass towards the front of the net. And Horbach got enough of it to clear out to center. Badgers need to change if they're going to change. They got to do it quickly. Horbach's been replaced by Stang. The other four skaters stay. Samuskevich had the puck crawl off his stick deep in the Wisconsin zone. Right wing pass to Moyle. Knocked down by Lodge, who shrugs it off his right shoulder down to his stick and lifts it all the way down. Portillo has to play it as icing was waved off. Stang on the check, poked it off the stick of Casey, but Edwards gets there and rims it around to Samuskevich. Took a hit from Kerr. Moyle will track it down through center ice. Slot shot saved by McClellan. Huge stop by McClellan. Samuskevich backside pass for Moyle. Can't get his stick on it. Trying to draw a penalty, nothing called. Long range shot again. Missed the net to the left of McClellan. Good work by Kulemans to put his shoulder into Moyle to free the biscuit. Kulemans skating, pestered from behind by TJ Hughes, and now bumps it back for Kerr. Minute 40 into overtime, 5-5, Wisconsin and Michigan. Allen will dump it in, and so far the Wolverines have the momentum, as you would expect, thanks to their less than a minute game-tying goal in the third. Puck slides back to the Michigan zone. Holtz bumps it too far for Nazer, taken by the Badgers. Stramel, good catch on his backhand, dumps it in. Trying to get around Holtz to play it below the goal line. To the left of Portillo, squirts free, Dexheimer. Goal line right in front, DeSaintFall wide open, couldn't get his stick down. DeSaintFall now spins it in front, a slow-moving shot, poked free by Portillo. Now pass to the slot by Dexheimer, broken up. Wisconsin maintains possession. Turnaround shot by DeSaintFall from long range, blocked by Karinen, and pitched out of harm's way by Michigan. 2.5 minutes into OT, Vorlicki steps around two Wolverines, cutting in left side, no angle to the net, goes behind the cage now. Lucius tried to center, deflected off a stick out to Dexheimer. His long-range shot, that's kicked by Granowitz into the protective netting far side, out of play, and a faceoff to come inside the Michigan zone. 17-18 left in the first overtime, it's 5-5.
Well, both teams here have had a chance to end this in the first couple minutes. Michigan with a great cross-ice pass at Daniel Lodge block, and looked like he probably saved the game for Wisconsin. And then Ben Dexheimer with some gas through the slot, right through the legs of Matthew DeSaintFall. A little bit of heat getting it through, and DeSade foul, couldn't catch up.
Mersch against Fantilli in the defensive zone, offensive zone, but Fantilli won the draw. Michigan played it out to center and then chopped back in by Erdahl, and the Badgers will get the change they want. Lindmark, Horbach, Bantle out for Tony Granato's squad. Lead feed for Brindley. Didn't catch it cleanly, but chased it down. Good stick by Lodge to poke it free as Brindley was going hard towards the nets. Now to the corner, McGroarty. Defended there by Lodge. Lindmark there for support. Takes the puck. Patient with it. His pass deflected towards the front of the Badgers' net. And now taken back by Michigan. A wild pass to the cutting Fantilli down the middle. Intercepted by Bantle. Horbach wipes out near the Badgers' bench. Lodge picks up the puck and now kicked by Lindmark back into Wisconsin zone, and LeMaster takes it from there. McGroarty wiped out. Here comes Korniak, tees one up right into the belly of Portillo, and the whistle blows, stopping play. Face-off inside the offensive zone for the Badgers. 16:23 to go in OT, 5-5.
Now the whistle blew there with basically because everyone stopped playing, because Gold Portillo dropped the puck and had it sitting in front of himself.
Yep.
The whistle hadn't blown right away.
Face off to his right, Brock Caulfield with Stang and Gorniak. Kulemans and Kerr at the points. Michigan wins the draw. Moyle exits his own left wing. Kerr will pick him up as he comes across the line and gets his stick on Moyle's shot. And that sails out of play. 5-5 game here in Ann Arbor. And they play again tomorrow. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock on the Badgers Sports Network.
And maybe on Sunday as well.
T.J. Hughes against Brock Caulfield to the right of Kyle McClellan. Shots on goal now 41-30 in favor of Wisconsin. Both teams had 15 shots on goal in the third period. Now the Badgers accidentally ice the puck. And they'll drop it back into the Wisconsin zone.
You think with a 5-5 game, you probably won't play that long, but you never know here.
You don't know. This game could last for hours, Paul. Ready for your play-by-play debut?
Running out of words?
No. Face off the left, McClellan. Gordiak sweeps it to the wall and then picks it up from there. And then scoops it past Pearson, but needs a change, heads to the bench. Luke Hughes after it, and he'll come out of his own end with speed. Lindmark tries to pick him up at center. Walks by him. Hughes fires one off the body of Kerr, who takes the body and takes Hughes out of the play. Bantle reaching for it, can't clear. Wisconsin's Lindmark heaves it out towards the blue line, held in by McGroarty. Brindley keeps it alive in the attacking zone. Look out, McGroarty shoots one left pad, save made by McClellan. Fantilli was there right circle, but couldn't pick up the puck cleanly. And Horbach able to get it to center. Bantle battling, wins it free. Shot out high, ricocheted back to center. Now Kerr will fire it in, and the Badgers get a full change. 4.5 minutes into OT. 5-5 score. Samuskevich for Michigan. In pursuit, Stramel. Cut off by DeSaint Foul, but Samuskevich still with a puck. Try to get it deep. No luck. Taken away by Stramel. To Lucius, ricocheted back to Forlicky. Look out, steal by Moyle. Right wing went down to one knee, back up. Sauces across. Samuskevich snapped one just wide. Wow, what a play by both Moyle and Samuskevich, but he missed the target. Here comes DeSaint Foul trying to walk around Holtz. Loose puck, high slot, poke free. Estapa's got it. Michigan on the attack to our left. Sauce pass slot, shot by Holtz, stopped by McClellan. That goes to the corner. 5:20 into overtime, still 5-5.
Sort of a 3-on-2 for Michigan, but players that aren't used to that.
Estapa's centering pass from behind the net off the side of the cage. They throw it out to Nazer. Right wing open man. TJ Hughes missed the nets. Try to go upstairs on McClellan, who was down on his knees. Off the left wing wall, Nazer. His pass deflected to the right wing boards. That's where Hughes has it out high. Nazer to Casey. DeSaint Foul lets him go. Walks towards the net back behind the cage. The defenseman looking to center. Jammed three. Nazer's got it again. Now Edwards. Badgers need to keep up the energy here. They look tired. And on the forecheck, Granowitz behind the net, Estapa. Trying to outmuscle the Badgers. Puck taken away by Dexheimer. And then DeSaint Foul just flings it off the glass and down. He iced it. Badgers need a change, but they can't get one. Icing on Wisconsin. And the fans that did come out during a blizzard here in Ann Arbor appreciate what they see from the Maize and Blue.
And Wisconsin's going to call a timeout to take care of the tired players.
We'll keep it right here. Stramel, Lucius, D. St. Foul, Vorlicki, and Dexheimer out there, all breathing heavily.
It was a long shift, and it was long already when Michigan got possession of the puck in the zone and had it for a long time.
Yep. So with that timeout, Tony Granato and his staff will be able to replace those five players with Lindmark, Bantle, Horbach, Lodge, and LeMaster. And they'll drop the puck to the left of Kyle McClellan, who got the start in this playoff opener tonight. Gave up a goal on the first shot he faced, but I think most goaltenders would have given up that goal. It was a quick snapshot. Wicked wrister by Samuskevich from the right circle that beat McClellan, and then that was just a little hint of what was to come. 10 goals tonight. And we're 6-10 into the first overtime. Face-off to the left of McClellan. Wisconsin's Lindmark, Michigan's Brindley. Puck loose in the circle. Fantilli sweeps it out to Pearson. Hands back to Fantilli. His shot blocked by Lindmark. Can't reach the puck. Brindley's got it right wing. Fans off to the wall. To the dot. His shot blocker save made by McClellan. Swinging Fantilli batted it back towards the cage. I think Kyle got a piece of that one too. Horbach tries to dump it in around Luke Hughes. No luck. Taken away by McGroarty at center. Big step up by LeMaster. Shouldering Brindley off balance. Badgers take the puck away and dump it down in. Good defensive play by Luke LeMaster.
Yeah, well timed. The puck was up loose in the air and timed perfectly by Luke LeMaster to take out Brindley in the neutral zone.
He kept his arm down. Didn't hit him up high. Here's McGroarty now. Wiped out by Kuhlemans, although both went down in a heap. To the corner, Fantilli down the middle is Edwards, now covered by Gorniak. Pass to the right wing, intended for Samuskevich, all the way out to the blue line. Michigan's controlled OT, 7 minutes in, still 5-5. Shot by Casey, too high. Sam Stang goes to get it. Banks it off the glass, not strongly enough for icing, and Michigan now has the puck back in its own zone. 12:45 left in overtime. Edwards up the middle, Granowitz, right-hander. Dumps it down into the left corner. It rolls around. Samuskevich lets it go. And the only person in the far corner is Malmquist, who couldn't handle it initially. Moyle caught up to him. Tried to force a play. Now Wisconsin's Kuhlemans. He'll golf it ahead. And Samuskevich just got knocked off balance. Could have been interference. Nothing called. Michigan now with possession. That would have been pass interference in a football game, that's for sure. Now here's Samuskevich, left corner. Ran into trouble and coughed it up. Malmquist bumped it ahead. Erdahl with speed. Here he comes, one on two. Shoots one and missed the target. Out to the point. Vorlicki's got it. Badgers hold. Vorlicki now skates it to the corner. Mike Vorlicki behind the net. What's he going to do? Here's Dominic Merce. Shoots one low. Portillo save. Rebound. Malmquist stopped by Portillo. Reese. Loose puck slides back to Portillo and he covers. 11:56 left in overtime. 5-5 game here in Michigan.
Dominic Merce wanted the puck earlier in the play. Eventually got it back out to him. Looked like a harmless shot, except it bounced off the chest of Portillo right into front of him where Liam Malmquist was waiting. The puck was a little too far and close, and Portillo kept his positioning and covers up a lot of the net in that spot.
Face off to the left of Portillo, Stramel, Lucius, D. St. Foul out there with Dexheimer and Vorlicki. Gustapa against Stramel. Stoppa gets big, strong, won the draw, but Stramel trying to retrieve, pulled free by Lucius now, pass to the right wing, intended for D. St. Foul, didn't get there, and now taken by Nazer, two on two, scissors with T.J. Hughes, Nazer right wing, takes it off the wall, ran into a double team out to Pearson, left side Luke Hughes, no angle to shoot, T.J. Hughes left wing, the right-hander, thought about going back to Luke, no relation, instead he skated into trouble, although Michigan comes away with it, Nazer, no-look pass in front. That went off a skate and then thrown out of harm's way by Stramel. That'll be icing, though, as Lucius doesn't have enough speed to catch up to Pearson. So Badgers have already used their timeout. Face-off down in the Wisconsin zone to our left. 11:20 left in overtime. Wisconsin 5 and Michigan 5.
Wisconsin getting the puck out of their own end a little bit like they were trying to protect the lead, but looking for almost like a pass behind the defense, lobbing it over with forward skating on here.
Face off to the right of McClellan, won by Michigan straight away. Karinen shot off a stick, and somehow McClellan did the splits and got his left pad on it.
He was holding hard to keep that left pad out and knock the puck out of the net.
Changed direction on him. Here's Brindley now. Ooh, a nice little toe pull in traffic, but missed the net. Karinen dumps it in. McGrory behind the Wisconsin cage to the right wing. Now holds back, pedaling and shooting. He scores. From the point, the junior defenseman Stephen Holtz, who almost died back in November because of a virus, returned in February against these Wisconsin Badgers. And here Holtz scores the game-winning goal in overtime at 9:06. Michigan wins game one of this best-of-three series, 6-5. Our post-game show's coming up from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected tonight with the lows around 23. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 38. Overcast skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 21. About an inch of snow Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Along with Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick here at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor as Michigan wins in overtime against Wisconsin by the final score of 6-5. Stephen Holtz gets the game winner. And for Holtz, that's his first goal this season and the first goal in his career as a collegiate player, the junior defenseman only playing in his 30th game. He had had some injury issues and then again he nearly died from a virus that actually infected a lot of his teammates, but he got the worst of it back in November, and thankfully he's okay. Unfortunately for the Badgers, he scores the game-winning goal here in overtime. McGrory and Karinen get assists, and the time of the goal, I think, was 9:06, if I'm not mistaken. 9:06, the time of the goal for Stephen Holtz, the game winner. And, I mean, Paul, you and I were talking prior to the game and then during the pregame, too. You can tell almost right away if Wisconsin's going to be competitive today or not competitive. And, you know, 90 seconds in, Michigan scores. It's 1-0. But you could tell that Wisconsin was engaged even before that shot went in. They didn't give up. And, well, yeah, you know, we had so many lead changes here today, ties and obviously overtime, too. That's what playoff hockey's about. That was fun to watch, unfortunately, for Wisconsin on the losing end.
It was a lot of fun. And you mentioned it right there, that the both teams just responded really well. The mental toughness in this time of year, you have to have that to stay in the games. You know, we've seen the Badgers have times throughout the season where something doesn't go right and it continues not to go right, and they've responded. They gave up a couple of goals midway through the second period, within a minute or a little bit over a minute to Michigan. Michigan took the lead, but the Badgers responded, went back down again, and they just kept battling all night. They looked really good for most of the game. Michigan probably was a little better in overtime, but Wisconsin had a great chance right in front with Matthew D. St. Fowl, who was unbelievable tonight. A pass across by Ben Dexheimer, him all alone with a chance to put it in, but the pass had some heat on it, and it was tough for Matthew D. St. Fowl to handle the play, and unfortunately, just a harmless-looking point shot gets in the net. Michigan tied the game with kind of a harmless shot that bounced around and just a good break for them. Terrible break for Wisconsin. And I think, not 100% sure on the replay, but that last shot might have deflected off a Badger up high guarding the play and went over the shoulder of Kyle McClellan. But it's a tough one, but it was a fun one. And we get to do this again tomorrow.
Yeah, we do. Four ties and six lead changes tonight in this hockey game. Michigan wins in overtime 6-5. We'll name our three stars of the game in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Transform your home's interior with the Schlage Latitude Privacy and Passage Lock Sets. The Schlage Latitude Lock Sets come in a sleek matte black finish, along with clean lines and crisp edges for a modern look. Right now, the Schlage Latitude Privacy and Passage Lock Sets are $35.58 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through March 5th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
You use your energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Time. Fourth-ranked Michigan knocks off Wisconsin tonight 6-5 in a wildly entertaining game. First game of a best-of-three first-round Big Ten tournament series. Game two tomorrow night. We're on the air at 5:30 on the Badger Sports Network. Let's name our three stars of the game here. Our three stars brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Who do you have, Paul?
Well, we're going to start with number three. The first period almost felt like a different game just because of each period was its own little story, but Sam Stang started it out for the Badgers. Badgers went down 1-0. He scored the first one and thought we had the second one possibly, but he ended up with an assist on the play. Did a great job on the penalty kill in this game, so he's number three star. Number two star, the game-winning goal scorer, pretty much needs to be Stephen Holtz for Michigan, his first career goal. Unbelievable story, as you kind of alluded to already. And the number one star in a losing effort, Matthew DeSaint Fowle with a hat trick tonight. First for the Badgers since Cole Caulfield in February of 21 against Ohio State. And he was feeling it. He could have had five. He could have had six, really, if you think about it. He had a breakaway that was close. He had a chance in overtime. He had an earlier one that was nearly in on a backhand. So Matthew DeSaint Fowle was a absolute beast tonight, physical even a couple of times, and just led the way for the Badgers.
10 shots on goal. DeSaint Fowle had 10 of Wisconsin's 43 shots on goal tonight. Badgers fall in overtime 6-5, and we'll name our energizing performance of the game in a moment or so. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Michigan, a 6-5 win in overtime over Wisconsin tonight to start this Big Ten tournament. And let's get to our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you, Paul.
There was no shortage of energizing and energizing performances tonight, but I'm going to go with the captain, Dominic Mersch.
Yeah.
Got the Badgers got the game tied on Matthew DeSaint Fowle goal, and then Dominic Mersch, with help from Zach Erdahl, got the breakaway and looked like a 50-goal scorer on the breakaway. beautiful shot right past the blocker side of Eric Portillo and got the Badgers the lead. Huge burst of energy at 6:39 of the third period, and Badgers had the lead there until almost the rest of the game.
Yeah, Mersch with his first goal in 27 games, our energizing performance of the game. All right, well, game two tomorrow. It's a best of three. Still got to win two here, but boy, they had Michigan on the ropes tonight. Just got to find a way to finish.
For sure, and we've seen Wisconsin twice in the past win game ones and end up losing series in the Big Ten tournament, so it's obviously not impossible, and Wisconsin will regroup and know that they're right in this thing and get back and get the win tomorrow.
Yeah, Wisconsin was so close to becoming the first number 7 seed in the Big Ten tournament to win a game, but it hasn't happened yet. Maybe it will tomorrow night when the Badgers and the Wolverines go at it again. Nice job tonight, Paul.
You too, Brian.
From Athletic Communications, Brand Communications, Paul Capobianco with us here on the broadcast. Badgers fall in overtime 6-5. We still have highlights, scores from around the country, and hopefully Associate Head Coach Marco Siki as well. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
You start the game, if you start with the game being scoreless when the puck was dropped, for a little while at least, there were 5 ties and 6 lead changes tonight. Michigan wins in overtime 6-5 to start the Big Ten tournament. Let's quickly pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Brian Posick at Yost Arena with Badgers associate head coach Marco Siecki after the overtime loss to the fourth-ranked team in the country. That was one of the wildest games you'll ever see, wasn't it?
A lot of back and forth, a lot of emotional situations you're trying to control. And for the most part, I thought our guys did a really good job. It's just you feel badly about the outcome, obviously, but really the third period when they tied it. I mean, you know, we played so well, and then we just had one little mental breakdown, and that was it. But they also created a bounce. It wasn't a pretty goal. It was a quite honestly, it was a fluky bounce.
Yeah,
and ends up in the back of the net. It's kind of been the story of the year.
Yeah, it was a bad bounce for sure. It just goes off a skate, and Kyle McClung couldn't do anything about it. You could see Luke Lemaster there too, and just couldn't stop the puck from going in the back of the net. But you hung with this team, and you know we saw it here last month, Mark. You know, you get down early. Michigan has a tendency of putting a lot of goals on the board quickly, but here tonight, even though they scored 90 seconds in, you were playing well, and you just stayed on the attack, and you were right with them and put pressure on them all night long.
We did a lot of good things. We came out of our zone well. Really tried to get out of the zone quickly and get the pucks up and out and get it behind their defensemen. And